Democrats advance bill to cut nuclear first strike authority from presidency. By Penny Starr on January 30, 2019. Democrats and nuclear weapons opponents held a press conference at the Capitol on Tuesday in support of legislation that would take the unilateral authority to launch a nuclear weapon away from the presidency. Sponsor Senator Ed Markey, DMA, and Representative Ted Lieu, DCA, were quick to say President Donald Trump did not inspire the bill, which was first introduced in 2016 when everyone thought Hillary was going to be the next president, Lieu said. But both men and others who spoke cited Trump as a reason for urgency to get the legislation passed, calling him paranoid and unstable and displaying an array of placards with the president's tweets and statements to prove their point. Tom Kalina, director of policy at Plowshares Fund, an anti-nuclear weapons organization, said at the event that Trump was unstable and with one phone call could launch thousands of nuclear weapons. Penny Star / Breitbart News. Now more than ever we need to cement this common-sense national security protection into law, Markey said. That's because today, we have a president who has welcomed a 21st-century nuclear arms race with Russia while simultaneously tearing down the global arms control regime that has created stability, transparency, and security for decades. A president who has shown time and again that he has no qualms acting impulsively with no consultation and with little justification in matters both foreign and domestic, and who disturbingly believes that escalation and bullying are acceptable political tactics, Markey said. I wish I could tell you that this was a fantasy. But today it's our reality, Markey said. You just look around at some of these tweets and statements by the president. This bill was not introduced in response to Donald Trump, Lieu said. We introduced it under the Obama administration at a time when most people thought Hillary was going to be the next president. However, with Donald Trump, there is more urgency to this legislation, Lieu said. One of the speakers was Tom Kalina, director of policy at Plowshares Fund, an anti-nuclear weapons organization. Congress needs to work on this issue now more than ever. Within minutes with just one phone call, President Trump could unleash up to 1,000 nuclear weapons, each one many times more powerful than the Hiroshima bomb, Kalina said. Such an act would end civilization, millions of people, and not one single person could stop the president from unleashing this incredible force. Lieu explained that the legislation would fix a long-standing constitutional defect that allows one person to declare war by launching a nuclear weapon or weapons when the Constitution grants that power to Congress. If the House and Senate pass the bill, the president would have to sign it into law. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.